This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. In a major political development in Nagaland, all 7 MLAs of Nationalist Congress Party NCP have joined ruling Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party NDPP, raising the NDPP's strength to 32 in the 60-member state assembly. Speaker Sharingan Alonkumar said that the 7 MLAs presented themselves and submitted formal letters stating their decision to merge with the NDPP. The speaker noted that the merger met all constitutional and procedural requirements. The Indian Army is conducting trials of next-generation defence technologies at key locations across the country, including the Pokhran Field Firing Ranges, Babina Field Firing Ranges and Joshimat. The Ministry of Defence in a statement said that these field trials are being conducted under near-combat conditions, integrating electronic warfare simulations to assess the performance of cutting-edge defence systems rigorously. Air defence equipment demonstrations are also scheduled to take place in Agra and Gopalpur. The demonstrations feature a wide array of advanced technologies developed under the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative. Speaking to Akashvani News, defence expert Rajiv Chopra said,
India has a wide variety of terrain. It starts from altitude in the Sachin, where the temperatures dip to minus 50, 55. And we also have terrains, which is in Rajasthan, where the temperatures go up to minus 55. Humid conditions in various jungle terrains also. The same equipment is supposed to be used and performed by the soldiers in different terrains and different climatic conditions. Therefore, it is essential that these equipment is tried and tested under various climatic conditions, terrain conditions.
The Defence Ministry has initiated several measures to shorten weapon procurement cycle to accelerate the modernization of armed forces. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh said the move will save around 69 weeks and 2020 procurement rules are being revised to match present needs. Addressing a defence conclave in New Delhi, he said the ministry has already slashed the timelines for some of the processes in the procurement cycle. Defence Secretary said there is a need to shift away from the traditional nomination-based procurement focused mostly on the public sector to a more competitive pricing model where both the public and private sector can compete for orders. He highlighted that the new approach is already being implemented for shipbuilding and recently for the Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft AMCA project. The National Investigation Agency NIA has conducted search operations at 15 locations in 8 states in a Pakistan-linked espionage case. In a statement, NIA said that searches are conducted at the premises of suspects linked with Pakistan intelligence operatives, PIOs, in Delhi, Mumbai, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, Assam and West Bengal. Several electronic gadgets and sensitive financial documents, along with other incriminating materials, were seized during the searches. As per NIA investigations, the suspects had connections with Pakistani operatives and acted as financial conduits for carrying out espionage activities in India. Miss Thailand, Opal Sochata Chuangshri, was crowned Miss World 2025 at the 72nd edition of the Miss World pageant held in Hyderabad last night. Ethiopia's Hased Dereje Admasu stood first runner-up and Poland's Maja Kalaja was declared second runner-up. The 22-year-old from Phuket stood out with her confidence, grace and commitment to women's health awareness. She was honoured with the crown after an intense competition featuring over 100 contestants from across the world. Contestants from Martinique, Ethiopia, Poland and Thailand were the final contestants. Eminent actor Sonu Sood was honoured with Miss World Humanitarian Award for his philanthropic activities. U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth has warned that Taiwan faces an imminent threat from China. Speaking at the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore, Mr. Hegseth warned that China is seeking to become a hegemonic power, hoping to dominate and control too many parts of Asia, claiming that President Xi Jinping has allegedly given Chinese military a 2027 deadline for invading Taiwan. The secretary urged Asian countries to boost defense spending and work with America to deter war. And that is the end of this news bulletin.